I'm Jason Thyra, and I'm a partner with Allies & Morrison. I think it's worth kind of recognising that the brief for Wood Wharf was very different to the original Canary Wharf estate. And though there had been previous master plans for Wood Wharf by Richard Rogers a few years before us, and that showed a sort of large building expansion of Canary Wharf around 2008, they subsequently realised as the market was changing that they needed a new brief and a new product here. And that was no longer large floor plate offices for the banking and insurance industry, but actually a more residential-led proposal where the office component of it was smaller buildings with a tighter urban grain and targeted more to those businesses that support those within the original estate, but also build upon the opportunities of the growth in financial technologies, in the creative sector, and broadening the appeal of the estate to a wider range of businesses. The original master plan for Wood Wharf, which gained permission in 2008, led by Richard Rogers, involved essentially a larger expansion of the existing Canary Wharf estate with large footprint offices, including buildings designed by Cesar Pelli, the original architect of One Canada Square. And at that time, the market was changing and the requirements for large floor plate offices were drying up and not in need anymore. And Canary Wharf rethought their brief and their approach and look towards a more residential-led master plan with smaller office buildings in support of that. The master plan that we've developed obviously has to incorporate over 3,000 homes, around 3,300 homes, and with that comes a very different set of requirements. It incorporates needs for open space, for play space for children, a school, health centres and all of the kind of community infrastructure that supports with it. So the grain of the place will feel very different. But by having that larger residential component, and probably around two-thirds of the brief for Wood Wharf is residential, it gives the opportunity for Canary Wharf to look out to the surrounding residential community and start to stitch itself back in to the very residential kind of based Isle of Dogs.